This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Federal wildland firefighters, there are about 19,000 of them, got a raise last year, as much as 50% of their existing pay, up to a $20,000 cap, whichever's less, thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law. It was all about helping the U.S. Forest Service, the Department of Agriculture, and a handful of other agencies hire and retain more firefighters as the wildfire season gets longer and wildfires themselves burn hotter and more destructively. That money, though, for the raises is running out. And while there is bipartisan support in Congress to permanently bump up firefighter salaries, Congress is a little distracted right now. Marketplaces of NMR has more on that.
Pete Dutchick fights fire for the U.S. Forest Service. He could double his salary by moving to a state agency. That's what a lot of his colleagues have been doing. But he loves his work.
The reality is, though, as staffing levels continue to drop, it's harder and harder to get all the work done that needs to be done.
Cardell Johnson looked at this for the Government Accountability Office.
Firefighters are taking multiple deployments. Fires might burn longer, and it might take a longer time to get put out.
He says understaffing intensifies some of the working condition and work-life balance issues that make people want to quit in the first place. Kamiko Barrett, the lead wildfire policy analyst at Headwaters Economics, expects many federal firefighters to move on rather than take a pay cut in the coming weeks.
And you'll see at the same time concurrently rising wildfire risks.
Because of the changing climate and...
likely the immediate federal response will be to direct what resources are available on suppression.
That means suppression of fires that are already burning, rather than thinning forests and other badly needed fire mitigation. And Randy Irwin, president of the union that represents many federal firefighters, says the political back and forth is hard to take.
You know, it's very demoralizing.
With a shutdown looming, he says firefighters who remain fear they'll wind up continuing their dangerous work without pay, only to have their salaries slashed when a government shutdown comes to an end. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.